Are your thoughts wandering towards what you want to achieve? Towards what is important to you at the moment and maybe how you can get there? Well, if thoughts like this are rolling through your mind at the moment, then this is definitely the episode for you. This episode of the Dive Into Your Career podcast is all about 8 inspiring quotes about goals and goal setting. Let's get it going. This is Dive Into Your Career, the podcast designed to help students like you take impactful steps towards your career goals. I'm Gina Visram, a qualified careers coach and consultant who is so proud to be your careers cheerleader. You are in the right place if you are a determined student or the proud supporter of one. Here, you will embrace career development in a unique spirit of fun, not fear. Let's dive in. Hey, lovely. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dive Into Your Career podcast. I am Gina Visram from Your Career and Future. And as always, I am so happy to be with you today. I have been talking and thinking about goals quite a lot recently, and I am somebody who appreciates a motivational quote. And as a result, I thought maybe you might as well. So in this episode, I will be sharing 8 inspiring quotes about goals and goal setting with the hope that it will encourage you along your journey of whatever it is you're up to. Whether your goals relate to the grades that you are hoping to secure this year, whether it relates to a job that you are hoping to land, whatever it might be. Sometimes looking at quotes, thinking about them, really recognizing their validity can help to give you a little bit of a lift when it comes to your journey with what you're up to at the moment. So with that in mind, let's get into it. I will quickly share 8 inspiring quotes and hope that you find them helpful too. Number 1. The great danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. Michelangelo. This is one that may resonate for you. It certainly does for me. I recognize that there are definitely moments where I don't shoot for the stars and I don't necessarily aim as high as I could. And if that is something that you recognize in yourself as well, if you think it's because you're trying to keep yourself safe or you don't want to disappoint yourself, so you know you're inching forward instead of leaping forward, then why don't we take a different approach? Why don't we really shoot high? And if we do and we get there, then great. And if we don't, chances are that we have achieved more than we would if ultimately we are aiming too low. So that felt like a good one to start off with. Number 2. The big secret in life is there is no secret. Whatever your goal, you can get there if you are willing to work. Oprah Winfrey. Enough said. Thanks, Oprah. I'm on it. Are you? Number 3. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Jim Rohn. There's something about the word discipline that makes me bristle slightly. But I'm not sure why, because I think Jim Rohn is absolutely right here. It is the discipline of our study schedule. It is the discipline of the time that we put aside for our side hustle, our business, our entrepreneurial endeavor. It is the time that we create for going to the gym or meal prepping or batch cooking or whatever. It is the discipline behind all of these things, which can be incredibly beneficial in moving forward towards something that is important for you. And actually, when I hear the word discipline, I also think of sports people, right? Think of the swimmer who is in the pool at 5 o'clock every morning, Or the footballer who is practicing umpteen amount of times a week. I mean, can we really move forward with things that are important to us if we don't show some discipline in terms of paying attention, doing the thing, not just thinking about it, but actually taking active strides? I don't think so. I think discipline has to be part of it. So thank you, Jimrin, for that reminder. Number four, obstacles are those frightful things you see when you take your eyes off a goal. This one has layers. This one has absolute layers for me because, I also think about in business, right? You have your SWOT analysis, you have your looking at your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, your strengths. Sometimes it's important to do some kind of objection handling. Like all of these things can be beneficial and still have you moving forward positively. But it probably is true that you also notice, when you, I guess, when you take your eyes off your goal, and maybe I would also say your why for your goal. Then you start to see the obstacles more, or again, perhaps if I'm to tweak what's being said here more to the point, those obstacles adversely affect you. So it's not just that you're seeing the obstacles, it's that they can adversely affect you. So that one was certainly some food for thought for me, hopefully for you as well. We are halfway through the quotes that I'm going to share with you, and we have heard from Michelangelo, Oprah Winfrey, Jim Rohn, and Henry Ford. Now I will go with number five. You are never too old to set another goal or dream another dream. C.S. Lewis. This is such a good one to remember. If you are getting on that train of thinking, oh my God, I'm 22 and I don't have it all figured out, and I've done a master's degree, and how do I not know what I'm doing next? Oh, take a breath. Take a breath. I mean, trust me, you are not the first early 20-something to be thinking that, if that is your age and this resonates. So I'm not trying to minimize your feelings, but I do want to encourage you and remind you that this whole thing is a journey, right? Your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, beyond. This is a journey and it can change and it will change, especially if you are open to leaning into what makes you happy and what's important to you, because chances are what your priorities are today might not necessarily be your priorities in 15 years or maybe even not in 5 years. So remembering that you are never too old to set another goal or dream another dream might be one of those things that helps you get unstuck now and stops you thinking that the decisions that you're making in this moment are decisions that are literally going to affect you in 25 years' time. Because actually, if you can go and think into things instead with curiosity and interest and with an intention to build your skills and with an openness to seeing where it takes you, then that is going to be beneficial for your goals. That is going to help you to get unstuck. And what C.S. Lewis has shared here is hopefully one of those reminders as to why the decision that you're needing to make at the moment, while it might be important, it isn't the be all and end all. The sky's not going to fall in if you go one way as opposed to another. It's about you and your attitude and how you are going to move forward. So you're in control of that one, lovely. It will and it can all work out, sometimes in the most unexpected of ways. Number six, always stay true to yourself and never let what somebody says distract you from your goals. There will be detractors, my friend. Oh, and that is Michelle Obama. That is Michelle Obama. Let me give her her flowers. I nearly started talking about it before attributing the quote to her. So, staying true to yourself surely is never a bad thing. Unless yourself is a bit of a jerk, in which case you can improve yourself, and then still be staying true to yourself because we evolve as human beings. So always stay true to yourself and never let what somebody says distract you from your goal. There will be detractors. There will be distractors. Probably the same thing said in two different ways. However, you get what I'm trying to say. There will be moments, events, people that are going to take you away from the path that you are trying to set yourself on, the thing that you were trying to do. And actually, frustratingly and upsettingly, sometimes those detractors might be your own family, might be your own loved ones. Now, unless you're in a toxic situation family-wise, if that is the case, chances are it's because they're trying to protect you. And what you're dreaming and what your plan is and what your goal is maybe hasn't been done before in your family. Maybe people don't understand the benefits of it or the merits. Maybe it's different generationally to what's been done before. I was chatting with some incredible girlfriends recently at a book launch. Davinia Tomlinson, who is incredible, and I am sure that they will be more from her and about her and what she shares on this podcast. She launched a book very recently called Cash is Queen. And I'm mentioning that, one, because actually, why not mention the book? But two, because it was at that event that I was having some conversations with some really interesting people, some of whom I have known for years and years since university, and some of whom I met on the night. And one of the things that we talked about is how generationally measures of success can change. So at a point, a measure of success was a secure corporate job, which of course can still be a measure of success today, but we're also in an era where more people are taking entrepreneurial risks, I would say. I would argue because it's easier to start a business now than it ever has been because there can be a really low barrier to entry thanks to technology. And I think in some places and spaces, some relatives of a different generation may not understand it, especially not when what they worked towards was all about stability and working for a specific corporate company or government or whatever it might be. So I share a little snippet of that conversation to remind you that actually, you know, some of the people that feel like they're distracting you from your goal might actually be people that love you. So don't think it's just going to be, you know, the ones out there that have way too much time and aren't focused on their own stuff and are generally toxic. Sometimes it might be people close to you as well. So remember that. Remember that it is worth not letting what somebody says distract you from that goal if it's important to you. Number 7, I am lucky that whatever fear I have inside me, my desire to win is always stronger. Serena Williams. Bearing in mind what we just said about detractors and different things when it comes to obstacles, that's probably a good one to remember, a good spirit to remember, right? That desire to win, that desire to get there, being bigger than anything else. And number 8, you can't do it all yourself. Don't be afraid to rely on others to help you accomplish your goals. That is Miss Oprah Winfrey again. Yes, she deserves to have two mentioned. Because this is such a good one to remember. So, yes, we need to be self-motivated. Yes, other people can't do things for you. You need to want it for yourself. You need to go for it yourself. Absolutely, 100%. Does that mean you need to do it independently and you can't collaborate? That you can't work with people? That you can't get some support? Absolutely not. So remember that. Remember that. I always think back to my first year of university when there was one of my core politics courses that I really didn't like, y'all. Like, I did not like this course at all. It was a core course, which of course that means that you have to do it. There isn't a choice of picking something else. And I preferred to study anything else. And I remember working with a fellow politics student called Lucy. And we would study together. And when I was studying with her, we would often focus on that module. Why? Because when I was on my own, I was really, as I said, wanting to do absolutely anything else. And that's a really, arguably, a very small example, but I'm sure you can think of tons, right? Think about when you have a gym buddy or an accountability buddy. Think about anything where there is some kind of collaboration and cheering on of each other. Think about when you outsource something, right? So, I mean, at the moment, I am working towards getting this new website done, and it's been on my list for ages. And trust me, it's not that I can't set and achieve a goal. I absolutely can. But for a variety of reasons, a couple of excuses, but a variety of really valid reasons, including working 5 days a week and that mom life and all the rest of it, it's been tricky for me to be really, really focused as I would like to be. So I am now working alongside somebody who is helping me with getting the things online. So at the moment, I'm still doing all the copywriting. So again, it's not happening as fast as I would like to. But when I get there, I'm working with somebody who is helping me and getting it online so that this site that I'm looking forward to sharing with you can be sooner rather than later. So these are small but significant examples, and I have no doubt you can think of those examples in your own life as well. So remember that one. You can't do it all yourself. Don't be afraid to rely on others to help you accomplish your goals. And remember, while we're at it, that when it comes to your career and your career development, there is a lot here at Your Career and Future that you can tap into. At the moment, most of the clients that I'm working with are on a one-to-one level, so that is a very limited opportunity to do that because there are only so many hours in the day, there are only so many clients I can work with in that way. But soon there are going to be some group opportunities. There are going to be a variety of things. And actually, if you think with what I share that maybe your workplace or your university or your school or anything like that could benefit from some of the career support that I share and deliver in the way that I do, then please don't hesitate to get in touch. All details will be available on the show notes. Absolutely. There is certainly help available for you with me and in other places and spaces, including hopefully your school careers advisor, your university careers counselors, that there is support. So tap into it, and it can really help you move forward with those goals. So that was my eight. I hope you have found that inspiring and thought-provoking and, you know, the rocket fuel you need to keep moving forward positively in a healthy manner. And I'm going to actually throw in one last one, which actually I do not know who this quote is from. So if you do know it, please do feel free to let me know. That would be great. But I think I saw it on LinkedIn just before I started recording this. And I think it was the corporate baddie who shared it. And it's the idea that the cost of procrastination is the life you could have lived. And with that in mind, I encourage you to, again, healthily look after yourself, both physically and mentally. But if you are procrastinating over anything, I know that's something that's very relatable for myself as well. Then think of that idea that it is costing you the life that you could have lived, your future exciting life. And while we can, and certainly in my case should, and I am grateful for all that I have and can experience in this moment, it doesn't mean that it isn't worth striving for more and striving for improvement. Both for myself and my family, but then also for our ability to support wider community as well, is something that certainly drives me. So whatever you've got going on right now, lovely, whether you are preparing for exams, whether you are applying for some work experience, whether you are doing anything like that on this early journey of your career, do please remember some of the quotes shared today. And remember that there are loads of other episodes here on the Dive Into Your Career podcast in relation to goal setting, so check them out. I am Gina, you are listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast, and I'm really excited to catch up with you again soon. In the meanwhile, take care of yourself, have a great week, and if you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, what are you waiting for? Make sure that you do so now and you will not miss an episode. All right, lovely, take care of yourself. Catch up again soon. Bye. Thank you for listening today. To keep up to date with Dive Into Your Career, leave your details on bit.ly/diveintothelist. See you soon.